Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. I'm Brian Freeman, Associate Athletic Director for Strategic Communications, and the guest for this edition is a senior from the men's golf team, Jason Mendel. Jason, appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
One of the reasons why I wanted to have you on as a guest this week is we're in the middle of the Sun Belt Spring Sports Championship season, and your Sun Belt Championship begins Sunday, and the fact that you've hit postseason means, you know, you're looking at kind of your collegiate career winding down. How much have you thought about that, and how much do you realize that, like, wow, this is kind of coming near an end?
Yeah, I've thought about it a lot this year, but not really until this week. I'm like, whoa, I've got one to three more tournaments coming up, and it's like the real world's about to hit. All I've ever known is golf. So for me, I'm going to find a job and start the world that everybody else isn't, you know, everybody else is in.
But now it's at the Raven Golf Course, and this is where it's been for the last few years. And so, you know, last year you were the team's top finisher, among the top 15. Each year you've been there, you've shot par at least one round. Is it something about the course that you find that you like that's helped you to make these contributions, or is it something about the postseason where you kind of ratchet up your game? Talk about your past experience at the Sun Belt Championship.
I really like the golf course. I think it sets up well for my game. And also, it's postseason. Everything's on the line, so you might as well give it your all. And that's the mindset I have going into it.
You know, what kind of expectations do you have for this coming week? And what do you think that not just you, but the group of five needs to do to have, like, a successful tournament?
We are extremely talented, but we've always had just a minor hiccup. If it, you know, be nine holes in a tournament or three holes. We just really need to focus on fighting until the end, even if we do have a few holes that are not so good, bouncing back and keeping us in the game.
You know, when you say that the course is one that you like, what do you have to? What's your approach going into the practice round? How do you attack that golf course so that what if you do something well? What do you need to do well that's going to give you a chance to throw some under par rounds up there for the team?
I feel like my wedge game is the best part of my game, and at the Raven, you have a lot of wedge chances. So if I can take advantage of those, then the course will play to my advantage.
Now, the Sun Belt a few years ago added the element that you also see at the end of the NCAA championship with match play. Instead of going by the team's 54-hole scores, now the top four advance the next day, and you have semifinals and the finals, which you guys made the first year. Tell our listeners the difference between a match play round versus a stroke play round, and do you do anything different? What's your approach to each, or how different are they?
Yeah, for me, they're pretty different, just as the mindset of, in match play, you go for everything. Stroke play, you kind of, sometimes you might have to be conservative. Match play, if you hit a bad shot, you lose your ball, it's one hole. So you can play aggressive, I get my putts to the hole. It brings that more of a competitive energy, and I grew up playing baseball, and so I kind of like finding that inner competitiveness.
Earlier this year at Auburn, which is early March, you shot a 67, career low round by a couple shots. You know, What do you remember about that round, and is there something you could take from it that if you replicate that this week in Sandestin that you could kind of do that again?
I just had a fearless mindset. I was a little more aggressive with my game. It felt really nice going into that round. I said, take advantage of the opportunities. You never know when your last round is going to be. So for me, every final round could be my last. So I just took it as go have fun, go play aggressive, you know, go do your best. And that's what happened.
You know, we keep talking about, you know, it's your individual score, but ultimately you're contributing to a team. Now, you had that in high school golf, and I feel like a lot of times in golf, because of that element, student athletes from the United States have a better perspective on it than international student athletes who maybe do it at an amateur competition. But for the most part, it's always individual to them. Talk about being in a round and kind of how do you handle that? It's you got to focus on your ball, but you're also a teammate. So does that ever come into play in your decision making, or do you just worry about that at the end of each day?
Yeah, for me, I worry about it at the end of each day. I mean, I'm going to do the best I can individually, and that'll have whatever effect it is on the team. You do look around and you see everybody's reactions, and if people are doing well, you kind of feed off of it. And sometimes even if people are doing poorly, it kind of feeds off of that as well. So you just have to kind of stay in your game and see what happens at the end.
So for our listeners, tell us about what golf practice is, because it, you know, you go to a team sport and you know that there are going to be drills and competitions, but in an individual sport, what's practice for you? How long are you out there? How many days a week? Because I think people might not realize that you actually really work at this. You don't just go play around every day.
Right. Yeah, I would say I'm out there on an average of 4 or 5 hours a day. We really do have a lot of team practice. There's a lot of competitions and competing against each other, whether it be match play or stroke play. You're always kind of fighting with your teammates in a good way, you know, trying to make each other better. So it is an individual sport, but everybody knows it's a team, so everybody's trying to make each other better.
You know, when you get to a competition, describe for our listeners what you do from the start of that day. Like, what's your routine? Do you have any superstitions? How do you get ready to play a competitive round?
I really don't have too many superstitions. I try to warm up about an hour and 10 minutes before I tee off and try and get in the mindset of I'm out of practice, I'm ready to perform, I've done all the preparation I can do. So I warm up for an hour. I leave the last 10 minutes where I can mentally get into the round, so I'm ready once I tee off the first hole.
And then, you know, that another thing that people might not realize is it's not just that, okay, the score goes on the scoreboard, the story gets written, and you all go have dinner somewhere. A lot of times, you actually go back to the range after. You know, how long does that normally last, and is that where it's... it's almost like evaluation. I didn't hit good 5 irons today, so that's the club you pull out. What do you do, and how long do you stay after the competition ends?
It depends if it's a 36-hole day or an 18-hole. And if it's 18 holes, we'll stay about an hour and a half or so after the round. Just make sure everything's good, even if you had a good round. Just making sure fundamentals are good for the next day so you're not losing ground. Because once you're at a tournament, you're not practicing. And you just want to keep everything in gear.
Now, and you brought it up because actually my next question is, you know, describe for our listeners playing 36 holes in a day, because a lot of times you're not in carts, and it's not like the golf that we picture. We're just driving all over the place. It's a pretty tough day, isn't it?
It is. It's a long day. Coming in from high school, I was a little skeptical of how in the world am I going to last 36 holes. But you really get into a mindset of you just kind of play one hole at a time when you have that many holes to play. So, you know, you finish the first 18, and then you just kind of pluck along that second 18 until it's over. But it's a long day mentally as well.
Yeah, I imagine, like, if you're playing well – you can see where you can get on a hot run because you got a rhythm. But if you're not playing well, I got to imagine that's like the toughest 5 hours of your life trying to hold it together.
Well, luckily, if you're not playing well, hopefully it's in the first round and you can figure something out late in that round and apply it to the second round and come back.
Yeah, I mean, like, do you find that you do that a lot? As a very poor amateur golfer, I feel like the last thing I need is someone telling me, try this in the middle of a round. So, you know, how do you figure out how to make an adjustment on the fly like that?
It's more of a feeling, I would say. It's not get a club in a certain position. But if you can just feel a certain rhythm or just certain mindsets of how to pick a target, make sure you're specifically picking your targets and working on that, you have success at the end of that round, you're really confident going into that second 18.
Our guest this week on Inside Jag Nation is Jason Mendel from the men's golf team. Senior will be playing in his final Sunbelt Conference Championship starting Sunday morning. Last year, you had 5 top 20 finishes, which is more than like first 2 years combined. Was there any one part of your game that you worked on to improve to kind of make that jump, or what do you attribute to that kind of individual success?
My short game certainly got better, but it was more of a mindset. We had a new coach coming in. I knew I had to prove myself again, and I just wanted to show everybody and prove to myself that I'm better than the results I had the first 2 years, and I really wanted to have a successful year, and so it contributed to a good year.
Now, we were kidding for how long you've been here before we hit record on the button, but the fact is you're wrapping up your 5th year because you redshirted your first year. Tell our listeners about that season, because a lot of times and for this program, you're still competing and qualifying, and there's a chance that you can play as a true freshman. There's some decisions made on the fly, and sometimes you know in advance, I'm not going to play this year. What was your redshirt year like? What did you do, and how did you handle it?
It was one of the best years I've had, believe it or not. I came in knowing that we had a really good team. I wasn't quite ready, but I wanted to qualify for a tournament and then choose to redshirt. I didn't want a redshirt because I couldn't play. So with that, I worked really hard on some swing changes in the fall and got my game significantly better. And I actually qualified for the first tournament in the spring, which is when Coach Hannon and I decided it would be a good decision for me to redshirt. And with help from my teammates, I had seen Tyler Clava, who had redshirted, and he was like, you've got a red shirt. It's the best decision you'll make. And I'm extremely happy with that.
So is that kind of what you did? You not, no one dreams of red shirting, but did you kind of feel like during the recruiting process, when you, whether it was South or not, that like I might not play that first year, or was it kind of a decision made once you arrived and you had to kind of mentally handle it?
No, I kind of, it obviously would depend on where I went, how good the team was that year, but I knew that it would be really tough for me to make the travel squad that first year. And plus, I realized my 5th year would be a whole lot better than my first year. Coming in as a freshman, I would hope I'm an experienced player by that last year.
Now, coming in, you know, you grew up Norcross, Georgia. And in high school, your team won a state title your senior year. So you definitely experienced success before you ever got here. But, you know, looking back on that, how do you compare, like, that team and competing for state championships versus the teams you've been on here and competing for Sunbelt championships?
Yeah, high school golf is just so different because you've got, you know, 1, 2, or 3 good players, whereas everybody in college, they're good. So we're trying to hopefully attain that same goal, win a conference championship and play regionals, make it to nationals. That would be really a dream for me, my 5th year.
At what point did you first hear from Coach Hannon and the program at South Alabama?
I think it was the summer before my senior year. And I talked to him, I came on a visit, and instantly when I came on a visit, I knew, I met the team, and I was like, this is exactly where I want to be. So I stayed in touch with them, hoping that maybe I would get an offer. And I think sometime in October, that offer came true.
Now, before you heard from him, did you know anything about South Alabama, or was it like once he approached you, like all of a sudden you got to scramble, do a little research, find out about this program?
I honestly never had heard of South Alabama, and it wasn't on my radar, and I was like, you know what, I'll give it a chance, I'll go on a visit, and it was one of the best decisions I've made so far.
So, I can't fault anyone else if this information's not correct, but I have it in your bio that, you know, a couple of the other finalists when you were looking at narrowing down your schools were Charlotte and Rice, which are also really good programs. What was it that led to South over those schools?
I would say, you know, both of those schools, the coaches were great. And I had met some of the team at different places, even not Charlotte and Rice, just other colleges, and I just didn't feel quite at home. And so once I came to South, I saw the campus, I met the coach, I was like, this guy wants to make me better. And so this is where I wanted to be.
How old were you when you start playing?
I was about 8 years old.
And why?
My dad and brother played. Yeah. And really, baseball was my passion. I played tennis, I played football, basketball, all the sports. But I would just go out on the weekends and play with them, and I did golf and baseball until my sophomore year of high school, and then I decided I want to play this in college.
We're looking back here a few minutes ago, but I almost want to say you answered one of my last questions first, but you know, the real world's about to hit for you. You're a double major, finance and marketing. You're about to get your degree from South. And, what are your future plans? You know, what do you hope to do professionally? Because obviously it doesn't appear to be golf. And where? Like, you want to go back to Georgia? Do you want to move somewhere new? Does it depend on the interview process with the companies you're in with?
Well, I want to move back to Atlanta. Home is home. It's nice to be with family and friends, and I'm thinking about getting into the commercial real estate industry, and I'm currently looking for a job. So I'm excited to see what the future holds. I want to find a mentor in the industry, just like I did when I came to South, and I had some teammates and coaches who mentored me to make me a better person.
So, yeah, so you're not gonna chase a professional dream per se. Probably going to do some damage at the country club over the weekends to some poor suckers' wallets. But actually, I want to bring it up because a couple summers ago, it was June 16, you made a playoff and finished as a runner-up, playing as an amateur at the Atlanta Open professional event. Mm-hmm. And, like, was it that experience that's helped form this decision that, like, I don't want to chase that dream? Or, you know, it was a good experience. I mean, you competed, but how's that affected you moving forward?
Yeah, it didn't have a huge impact on my decision. It was one of the greatest experiences on the golf course I've had. But it was really nice to see that I can compete with those guys. But to make a living out of it, it is extremely difficult. And so I just feel like going into the business industry, I have more of a chance of being successful.
Our guest this week on Inside Jag Nation is Jason Mendel from the Jaguar men's golf team. We appreciate the time this morning. But before we let you go, I'm going to ask you some questions so our listeners get to know a little bit about you personally off the golf course. And really looking for the first thing that pops into your mind. And I always start with, you don't have a lot of free time with practice, travel, competition, weights, conditioning, study hall. even you have classes as a fifth-year senior, maybe not the heavy load some younger kids do, but when you have a few moments to yourself, what's your favorite thing to do?
Actually, I like to volunteer at the Humane Society. We have a really good time going to walk the dogs, and it kind of it brings that inner joy of, you know, I don't have a pet in college, and so I get to go be with them and make a difference in their lives.
Favorite sport outside of golf?
I would say baseball. Baseball and tennis.
What's the best athletic event you've ever attended as a fan?
I would say the Tour Championship. Oh, no, the Masters. The Masters was extremely, extremely good.
Yeah, probably. I can't believe you forgot you attended the Masters.
It was a nice tournament.
If there is one athletic event that you want to see that you've never been to, what's at the top of your list?
I would say the Super Bowl. I've always wanted to go.
Does it matter where?
No. I just think it would be a really cool experience to see the two best teams play. Hopefully the Falcons.
I don't know. Next time it's in this new dome in Georgia, that's a little close to home. That's, I think, true. You lose some of the fun. You're going on a dream vacation. What's the first spot you're picking?
Africa.
Favorite movie?
Step Brothers.
Favorite musical artist?
I would say Bruno Mars.
And after you've sold a lot of houses and beat a lot of amateur golfers for small stakes on weekends to entertain yourself, Hollywood producer says, love the story. I think it's great. He's gone home, had success. I'm going to make a movie. What actor does he hire to play the lead role of Jason Mendel?
I would say I'm a big fan of Ben Affleck. I like him as an actor.
You'll have to work on
it. I don't know if I look like it, if he looks like me at all, but
probably have to work on the accent a little bit. Our guest this week on Inside Jag Nation, Jason Mendel. The Sun Belt Men's Golf Championship begins Sunday in Sandestin, Florida. Wish you the best of luck, not just this week, but entire postseason. Hope you got a few more tournaments as a Jaguar left in you. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags!